Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathleen O., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, March 31st, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 47, the third paragraph, that begins with, "That was great news to us." We'll be reading and commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Dory P., who will be reading the 12 Steps, Judy S., who will be reading the 12 Traditions, and the readers of our text are Dion R., Wendy P.B., and Deb E. The share ID for Tuesday, March 30th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 16,671. 16671. This morning's Wednesday, March 31st, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, share ID is 16,678. That's 16678. Our newcomer greeter for today is Kaylee R., and Leslie M. will be making the announcements. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And Dory P., if you would please read the 12 steps for us.
Thank you, Kathleen. Good morning, fellows. These are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you, Dory P. Judy S., would you read the 12 traditions, please?
Good morning. My name is Judy S., and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself on our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you, Judy S. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 47, the third paragraph that begins, "That was great news to us." And good morning, Dion R. If you could get us started, please.
Good morning, Kathleen and everyone. My name is Dion R. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm very grateful this morning. That was great news for us. Well, we had assumed we could not make use of spiritual principles unless we accepted many things on faith which seemed difficult to believe. When people presented us with spiritual approaches, how frequently did we say, "I wish I had what that man has. I'm sure it will work if only, if I could only believe as he believes. But I cannot accept as surely true the many articles of faith which are so plain to him." So it was comforting to learn that we could commence at a simpler level. And that is hope. To me, that's a hope paragraph because it asked many questions and made me think about how in the beginning I really thought I had all the spirituality I could muster up, which is very little at the time. But I thought that was enough because I didn't really believe it was real. But I did believe in the people that my higher power put in front of my eyes. I saw them, not only their body size getting smaller, I began to see their insight changing, where my insides began, when I began to receive the recovery, that harshness began to disappear. Just like the fat would disappear, I saw that in others. On a 20-year journey of doing it on my own and trying to research, and I'll take what I like and I'll leave the rest, I began to see people changing, and they were happily. They came after me, many, and I saw the change in them. So I thought I'd give this the spiritual, my faith, the faith that I thought I had, it can only muster up a chance, an open mind, and just the spiritual approach. I can't explain it as much as I can. I don't know. I just do it. I just did the directions, and people saw the change in me and reminded me. And then I began my path and my pathway to my higher power, like from your head to your heart, as they say. It became much clearer, and it became on the same channel. I wasn't acting, reacting on my head. Or something happened, I hold it in or spurted out, and then we had to eat over. Today, I have a clearer path, And when things hurt or whatever, I can go to my higher power. It takes great care of me. So this spiritual stuff, it works. And that's all I had of that about faith. I seen it physically, and now the faith is, I don't see it. I just know it. I experience it. It's like I know it's going to happen. If I work these steps, whatever problem I'm going through, it works out. Why do I have that? Scientifically, it worked before for me. And that was my scientific evidence. I've seen it in others, and then I saw it work in my life. And with that, I'll pass. This is simple as I can get it. And I thank you all for being on this line and giving me an opportunity to serve. And I'll pass. Kathleen?
I apologize. I went to hit a button and I hung up the phone. Okay, so we are on, thank you so much, Dion, for getting us started. And we are on page 47, the third paragraph. That was great news to us. And although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph this morning?
Catherine B. from Minnesota.
Catherine B.
Tamara C.
Was it Tamara?
Yep.
Okay, Tamara C.
Debbie P.
Debbie P.
Indiana.
Elena. Indiana.
Okay, I think I heard two people there, and I didn't hear either of you.
Elaine B.
Elaine B.
Dana T.
Dina T.
Dana.
Oh, Dana. Sorry, Dana. And I can take one more. Okay, we'll stop there then. So I have Catherine B., Tamara C., Debbie P., Elaine B., and Dana T. So go ahead, please, Catherine B.
Good morning. This is Catherine, a recovered, grateful, compulsive overeater and sugar addict. Today is my birthday, and this is a great paragraph to be reading. I am so grateful on this day. That very first sentence, it was great news for us, for we had assumed we could not make use of spiritual principles unless we accepted many things on faith which seemed difficult to believe. When I started this program, I found it all difficult to believe. I came in so hopeless. And now I see where I needed to go. And now I look back and I see where I've been and where God's brought me. And I'm amazed. So at that last sentence, so it was comforting to learn that we could commence at a simpler level. That was great news for me because it told me I could begin wherever I was at and God would take it from there. And he sure has. And again, I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for the people on this line and for this chance to share. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Catherine B. in Minnesota, and happy birthday to you. Okay, Tamara C., you're up, followed by Debbie P. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. This is Tamara C., gratefully recovered in California. Let's see, I can make use of spiritual principles, and I kind of asked myself, what does that mean? What are the spiritual principles I can make use of? And to me, that means I can live in the steps. With this new spiritual design for living. And I can start simply. I just need to know there is something greater than me. And I'm willing to do the steps and become awake to the truth that power greater than me is enough. That power is everything I need. And I get to come back to that every day, these spiritual principles, and I get to start simply every day, just come back to that. There's a power greater than me, and that power is everything I need. In my life, I would meet people and get to know people who seemed to have a confident and consistent peace. Just this sense that whatever comes up, we can handle it, everything's fine, all is well. I saw them handle calamity with calmness, and I really liked to have those people around. I liked that they seemed like a steady rock to lean on. And I wondered, how did they get that way? And I wished that I had what they had. But I didn't have that. I was driven by 100 forms of fear, and I didn't even know it. And I didn't see that there were 100 fixed ideas and prejudices behind all those fears. But God met me where I was. I made a simple beginning. And today, God meets me where I am. And I'm just growing on a spiritual path, and I get to be reminded that God will meet me, and God is everything I need today. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Tamara C. And good morning, Debbie P. You are up, followed by Elaine B.
Good morning, everyone. This is Debbie P., gratefully recovered in Indiana. excuse me. Simple, how that paragraph ends, simple, has never been in my vocabulary. So to know that this program is simple has been really a blessing for me. I've been around 12-step programs for a lot of years and have heard that, it just takes faith of a mustard seed or just a tad bit of willingness. And I had probably both of those, but not enough determination to make that commitment to do what I needed to do and stay abstinent so I could create a relationship with a higher power that can get me, that could help me get where I see other people are. And without a higher power, I just can't do it on my own. There's absolutely no way, and it feels way bigger than I could ever imagine. But actually committing to this and being abstinent, I have found that it's a lot easier because I only have to deal with a little bit every day. My higher power gives me a little something to deal with. I didn't have to believe in a higher power completely. I just had to believe that there was one and that one will help if I ask. And that was the key, is I didn't want to ask for help. And then I heard driven by 100 forms of fear. And I know I've heard that before, but for whatever reason, it's just hitting me pretty strongly today as I've been able to relieve a bunch of fear that I have been propelling my life with for years and driven by it and hadn't really realized that that was what was driving me. I'm very grateful for this meeting, and this paragraph is very, very hopeful, and I appreciate everyone that's on here this morning, and thank you, Kathleen, for your service, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Debbie P. in Indiana. And Elaine B., good morning. You are up, followed by Dana T.
Thank you, Kathleen O. Appreciate your service and everybody on the line. So that was great news for us. What was great news? Well, it was that all we needed was a willingness to believe. And that's a simple cornerstone on which a wonderfully effective spiritual structure can be built, according to the paragraph above us. So, you know, I don't know if anybody out there is anything like me. Today I coin a phrase for it. It is compare despair. Oh, if only I had a faith like they. Oh, I could do it, but I just don't think I can do it. Oh, if only I had a husband like them. Oh, I'd have the best relationship. Oh, I just don't think I can do it. Oh, if only I exercise like they exercise, I'd be in a much better sized body. I just don't think I can do it. Oh, if I only didn't eat this or did eat that, you know, then everything would be okay. Those are all outside solutions to an inside problem. And a little sneak ahead, it says, you know, once we straighten out spiritually, we straighten out mentally and physically. And so instead of comparing and despairing, I get to start a new relationship. I get to open a door, just be willing to open a door and explore, and just to begin and say, instead of looking what other people have, just say that I can commence on a simpler level, a willingness to believe, a willingness to start a relationship with a power greater than myself, just a little at a time. We agnostics mean either, you know, we could be atheists where we just don't believe in a power greater than ourselves and we just find something we can believe in. Or we have a relationship with higher power like I did, but it wasn't sufficient to bring about a daily reprieve from needing to turn to food as my solution. Or other things as well I've learned, you know, as I do the steps, it's like, oh, self-reliance fails. I look to that a lot too. But, you know, we're just beginning a relationship, you know. Yeah, you can have a beautiful marriage like them. It's going to be unique to you, but you have to start somewhere. Yeah, you can learn to do wonderful exercise and have a fit body like they do, but you got to start somewhere. Yeah, you can have a great relationship with healthy food and safe boundaries around it. Just like, you know, you don't want to let a puppy run free out in your yard without a fence around it. I just needed to learn, you know, where do I need to put a fence here? Where do I have to say, this is good, but this ain't so good for me? You know, and so we make a beginning with a power greater than ourselves and with all the relationships that we have in our life. And as we do that, they get better and better and better. So I can still look out and get compared despair, but then I got to look at me. Okay, well, what's bugging me? What's eating me? and align with my higher power, and then my peace returns. And that's what this is all about to me. So I pass.
Thank you, Elaine B. And before we take you, Dana T., I just want to remind everyone we're on page 47, the third paragraph that begins with, that was great news to us, and I'll be taking some more names after Dana. So go ahead, please, Dana.
Hi, I'm Dana. I'm in Canada. I'm a sugar addict and compulsive overeater. this is my first time to a meeting, and I've enjoyed what I've heard so far. It's a pleasure to be in the group conscience right now. I have been feeling quite alone, so it's good to know that all of you are out there. And so many of your thoughts are like-minded. I also believe that, you know, there is a power greater than Dana, for sure. That was an easy no-brainer for me. And I just love the last line of that paragraph. Commence at a simpler level. I kind of had to empty my head of all, you know, old thinking as far as, you know, religion and spirituality, and just that willingness to start with my higher power and let my spirituality evolve. And I also am convinced that it is a soul sickness, it is a spiritual malady. And once we work through that, then the other things fall in line. So thank you all for being there, and I appreciate the chance to share. Pass.
And thank you, Dana T. in Canada, and welcome. Okay, if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this page 47, the third paragraph that begins with, that was great news to us. So who else would like to share on this paragraph? Laura W. Laura W.
Diane B.
Diane B.
Ronnie B. Missouri.
Ronnie B. in Missouri. Is that Kate?
Peg. P-E-G. P like Peter.
Peg. And the initial Peg?
G.
G. Okay.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. Okay. I'll have time after these names. So would love to hear what your thoughts are today. So I have Laura W., Diane B., Lonnie B., Peg G., and Jordan L. So go ahead, please, Laura W.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. This is a great paragraph. I heard a lot this morning. I've just been focusing primarily on faith, the word faith. And, you know, I've been told over and over that my higher power is God, so I'm going to use the word God. I experience God when my resistance stops. And that phrase has stuck with me over the years. Every time I feel resistance coming up, every time I want to say, yeah, but, or what if, I need to remind myself that I agree to go to any length. And this, in step two, I need to trust that something greater than myself is going to help me, because my way hasn't worked for years. And, you know, and to commence at a simpler level, it says, you know, to start, just to start. First, I have to believe. Then I have to take action. And then I got faith. So it didn't work the way that I thought it would work, meaning that I would say, come on, God, show me and I'll believe. Just show me and I'll believe. How it works for me is, okay, God, I'm going to believe, and then he shows me. So the more I have faith, the more that I trust that, you know, the day will turn out as God intends, that I trust his choreography of my life, you know, and then the end of the day, I see where God has presented himself. I truly believe. And so it works the other way that I, you know, it works in the opposite way that I thought it would work. I have to have faith first in something greater than myself. And then that higher power reveals himself, and the miracles happen, and the recovery continues, and the abstinence continues, and the sobriety continues. And, you know, and I did want to compare myself when people presented me with spiritual approaches. I wanted to compare, and I've been told not to compare and compete, and just to work on my own faith. You know, my own faith is good enough as it is. It's a spirit. It talks about spiritual growth. Growth is something that expands and widens over time. So I just, you know, when I first came in, I just needed to acknowledge that I needed a God. I don't get conscious contact really until step 11. I mean, am I just willing to believe? So a little bit of knowledge goes a long way. And, you know, and I'm so grateful for just the focus on the word faith today. God, I'm yours and I trust you. That's another one that I like to remind myself of. So thanks for letting me share. I'm grateful for this meeting and hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you, Laura W. And good morning, Diane. You are up, followed by Lonnie B.
Good morning. This is Diane B. from Southern California. So grateful to be on the line today. for me, this disease is a me disease. And if all I'm thinking about is me, basically my life isn't very happy. And the me part of the disease kind of centers around my perception and my obsession and my sensitivity. I'm sensitive and I'm unreasonably prejudiced sometimes. And one of the ways of getting out of that is, well, first of all, the food has beaten me into submission after 4 years of trying to conquer it, but it's the faith and it's getting myself out of me and into think about what God would have me do, what God would have me be, how to treat those around me with kindness and love. And for me, faith is to hope for things which are not seen, which are true, and that faith must be centered around God. So if I'm asking him all day long, what would you have me do for this person, or who needs a smile, who needs a call, who needs something that I can offer as to make their life easier today, or to help family members, or friends that are suffering with all kinds of different things, with illnesses, with death, with the things that this life presents. So anyway, I'm just really grateful for this program because it opens my eyes to others and doesn't center around me anymore as much. That doesn't mean that it doesn't sometimes, but I'm getting better, and that's all that God expects of me. He just expects me to get better a little bit each day. Not a whole lot, but a little bit each day. And I'm just grateful for this program and all of you that contribute to my life on a daily basis. And I pass. Have a good day.
Thank you, Diane B. in California. And Lonnie B. from Missouri, you're up, followed by Peg G. Good morning, Lonnie.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ronnie B. in Missouri, and this is exactly where I am. And why do I continue to be surprised when I'm on the line to get exactly what I need? I just got back from a four-day silent retreat, and I need that annually. I do other things annually, but I need that because if I'm not still long enough or regularly enough, I don't get God's will. I get my own, and that gets me into trouble. So that was a good refresh. It was a real spiritual B12 shot in my arm. Now, that didn't make me a spiritual superhero, you know, because eventually I come back home, and then all bets are off. But I did get a lot, and a lot was about trusting in a power greater than myself and trusting the process. And I had to trust my process. I don't know that there is a the process, but there's it was my process. And, you know, I'm absent. I guess it's 15 or 16 months. I don't really know, but I know this. At first, I could not or would not, whichever it was, give up my diet soda. And with the caffeine and with the carbonation and all of that. And it's no small miracle to say I'm going on my third week. And that is amazing to know that so many things went, but so many at a time. And my hat's off to someone who came in and 100% did everything perfectly and never had anything go wrong or different. But that wasn't my process. And I even talked with my sponsor, you know, in the beginning about, I know I want to do this. I'm very clear I want to do this, but I don't know if I can do it all at once. And she's been patient with me. And so just for today, I feel not over boastful, but over grateful or very grateful or sincerely grateful that this much has happened. And this is not a good analogy for OA, I'm sure. But it's like they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's what I've had to do here is give up so much at a time and grow into that and be comfortable. Like right now with sugar, and I haven't had sugar for the 15 months or whatever it is. What's interesting is when I'm in a grocery store, it was much easier for me to go down a sugar aisle than a soda aisle. And so I'm waiting to be gifted that neutrality of soda. So it's still there a little bit, but each day I don't have it, it's there more and more. So I'm grateful for progress, and God only knows not perfection. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Ronnie B. in Missouri. And Peg G., you are up, followed by Jordan L. Good morning, Peg.
Can you hear me? This is Peg.
Yes, I can.
Thank you so much. I just want to speak. Number one is I want to thank everyone who shared. I feel as though you were sitting right next to me speaking to me, so thank you. But I want to speak for a minute about, so it was comforting to learn that we could commence at a simpler level. I'm in the middle of a time in my life of great growth, but great stretch and examination of pain. And I was in a situation yesterday that really brought the pain to bear. and had stopped at a Dunkin' Donuts for a cup of tea, and for the first time in months, a couple of years, I thought, I'm going to get a donut, and I felt like, oh no. And I thankfully got the tea and went. And then I felt yesterday at the shakiest place of losing my abstinence, and it was sloppy. That's the best thing I can say. But what I really learned is that I am getting better, and I'm also stretching my idea about abstinence. That abstinence from the food, God has for the most part, almost every day, yesterday was an exception of it even being shaky, but it's also learning about abstinence from behaviors and abstinence from regulating, engaging with people, because I want to engage with people in a loving way. And as soon as I feel like it's not loving, it should be my signal. You're close to breaking your abstinence. Don't do it. So with God's grace this morning, here I am, and every one of you have shared, and I don't even see your faces, but I have so much gratitude. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Pig G. And Jordan, before I take you, I just want to remind everyone that we're on page 47, the third paragraph. That was great news to us, and I'll be able to take some more names after Jordan. So good morning, Jordan. Star one to unmute, Jordan.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Sorry. operator error there. My name's Jordan Al. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado, and grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting with you guys this morning. thank goodness that we get to commence at a simpler level, huh? I don't know about you all, but I tend to be really goal oriented, and when I got on this meeting for the first time when I got in this meeting and really started listening for the first time to what it was that people were saying in 2017. I heard something. I heard enthusiasm for recovery that I hadn't heard before. And it was attractive, you know, like it was something that I wanted. And so I kind of like being goal oriented, I sort of like set myself up for this goal right away. Like that's what I want. I want that enthusiasm that they all have, you know. Which is awesome. Like that's not a bad way to go about it, right? But then what happens is I get down on myself when I am not expressing that enthusiasm, right? Kind of like it's talking about here. Like I wish what I had what that man has, but like, you know, he seems to have it figured out and I just don't, you know? And that kind of like self-pity would actually work against me. Like it actually works against me in trying to like build this faith thing, you know? and I would procrastinate and I wouldn't do like the little steps that are necessary to get to a place of where I have like this big all-encompassing God in my life, you know? And I'm well aware of it, of that God working in my life, in the lives of others. It takes more than just like a single third step decision for that, you know, like it's over and over and over again. I turn that over and over and over again, you know? Because that's something that I can do today. Like I can take my third step again today and turn that over again today. You know, like I can commence at that simpler level. and it's just a really beautiful thing for someone who gets easily overwhelmed like me and will procrastinate as a result of that. I got a different option. So thank you for listening. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. in Colorado. Okay, we're on page 47, the third paragraph. That was great news to us, and I have time for some more shares. So who'd like to share on this paragraph that hasn't shared in the last 3 days?
Erin B.
Erin B.
Sorry, I just came on. Is that in the big book?
Yes, page 47, the third paragraph.
Thank you.
I can take a couple more names on this paragraph.
Pat B.
Pat B.
In Ottawa, Ontario.
Okay, anyone else? Want to jump in?
Sharon C. from Louisville, Kentucky.
Sharon C. Okay, let's go with those three. So Erin B., Pat B., and Sharon C. Go ahead, Erin.
This is Erin B. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. My name is Erin B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in the state of Nevada. You know, one of the things that I just remembered as I heard other people sharing, and thank you for everybody that shared. I know it takes courage to get out there and put yourself out there. You know, when I started this journey, I had a pretty big bone to pick with God. I had experienced not more than some, but a lot more than others. I had experienced a lot of abuse in my childhood. And, you know, I kind of had the mindset of, well, God didn't protect me when I was five. What makes me think he's going to protect me now? And one of the things that I did that kind of helped with that is I literally made a list of all of the instances in my life where I couldn't deny that there was a higher power involvement. You know, things that happened around my dad's passing, things that you know, I couldn't deny that there was some sort of, you know, power of the universe, whatever you want to call it or think about it, something had a hand in taking care of me. And that was how I got my start. So if there's any other agnostic borderline atheists out there, you know, there are ways to start that can help melt away some of that agnosticism, melt away some of that disbelief and start to build some trust. Cause that's the biggest thing I've had to do in my journey is build trust with my higher power that it's going to take care of me. And that's all I have to share. Thank you for your service and I'll pass.
Thank you, Erin B. in Nevada. And Pat B., good morning. You are up, followed by Sharon.
Good morning. This is Pat B. I'm a recovered compulsive eater in Ottawa, Ontario. And when I came into OA over 35 years ago, I had no idea that it was a spiritual program. And when I attended my first meeting, that my spot person that came, my Abby, did not tell me that. And when I heard the word God mentioned, if I'd had the guts, I would have run screaming from the room. I was definitely one of those that we read about yesterday, contempt prior to investigation. I was definitely very contemptuous of the prayer, the God that I had been taught about in my childhood. And so, but I knew very well that because I was so desperate that I couldn't control my food anymore. I knew something else had to. And I thought it was going to be the program. I thought you were going to give me a magic diet or something like that that would help me. But when I found out it was about God, my sponsor said, the person who became my sponsor said, just relax, Pat. Just relax. Just take it one day at a time, one step at a time. She said, so I said, I can't believe in that God. That would just be stupid. And she said, well, so do you believe that I believe in a God, a higher power? And I said, well, yeah, obviously you do. Look at what it's done for you. And she said, well, then I'll lend you my higher power. So for about 6 months, I was praying and I was using Ginny's higher power to support me until I actually got a concept of my own. But it came very slowly and very begrudgingly. I moved from atheist to a born-again agnostic, as she called me, and then gradually to someone who could believe in a higher power. And because it was not an overnight awakening, that is for sure for me. But now I'm here, and I know that, and I didn't say the word God. God is doing for me what I could never have done for myself. And for that, I am so grateful. And I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat B. in Ontario. And good morning, Sharon. You are up.
Good morning. I'm a recovered alcoholic, along with being a recovering food addict. This paragraph to me speaks about faith, and faith is something that I had even as a small child, being abused severely. It was the only thing I had to keep me alive. There had to be somebody out there who was worried about me and who comforted me. And I'm so grateful for that, for having that knowledge as a child. The more I practice the 12 steps, the more I realized how spiritual this program is. And my God is the most beautiful, caring, loving creation to ever exist. And I go to him on a regular basis in the mornings. And I tell him all of my problems. And I ask for his guidance. And I work on a step with him. I pick one step and I work on it with God, asking for his direction and will. And that is exactly what I get. But I have to make the effort first. Thank you. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sharon C. in Kentucky. Does anyone want to take a 1 minute share? 1.5 minute share?
Don B.
Okay, go ahead. You have about a minute and a half. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Don B., recovered in Southern California. And I love it saying that we can commence on a simpler level. So I was reading that and I thought, today, every day is a new day. Today, I'm going to begin on a simple level and realize that just willingness is all it takes to connect with my higher power. I don't need to understand a power so much greater than myself that created all that exists. I just need to be willing. And so today, as I'm walking along in my walk this morning, I'm going to be saying, God, I need you. I need you. Breathing in, I need you. Breathing out fear. Breathing in, I need you. Breathing out fear. And doing that over and over, such a peace comes over me. And for me, that's such a beautiful connection. And that's all I need. And sometimes I can even be just reaching out my hand, and while I'm in a conversation, just asking God for the words. Give me the words that you would have me say. Help me to see this situation more like you see it. Help me to see this person more like you see them. Help me to love them as you would delight in me loving them. I need you, God. And so I can even sit in silence and just visualize myself in the loving presence of my higher power and just holding on to my higher power's hand in silence. And just being there with my higher power is a beautiful thing as well. It's calming. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. With that, I pass.
And thank you, Jan B. in California. And thank you, everyone, for your beautiful shares this morning. A special thanks to Team Wednesday. And we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So, Wendy PB, would you please read a vision for you?
I certainly will. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm Wendy PB, a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Chicago, Illinois. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.